When asked what he thought was Dr. Kelly's key message, the guest replied in Kelly's own words, "There are people who would gladly climb over the corpses of half of the population to gain control over the other half," unquote. And he came to this conclusion after, as we said, close interviews with the Nazi leadership, especially Hermann Göring. Now, if the interviewer were following the necessary questions and someone said, willing to climb over the corpses of half the population of the world to gain control over the other half, that's a pregnant beginning. There is an interview that includes a pretty well-known quote from Hermann Göring. It was conducted with him in his jail cell during the Nuremberg War Trials, in which Göring was asked about war. And apparently the interviewer said, "But the people don't want war." And he replied, "Of course the people don't want war. Why would some poor slob on a farm want to risk his life in a war when the best that he can get out of it is to come back to his farm in one piece? Naturally, the common people don't want war, neither in Russia, nor in England, or in America, nor for that matter in Germany. This is understood. But after all, it's the leaders of the country who determine the policy, and it's always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it's a democracy, or a fascist dictatorship, or a parliament, or a communist dictatorship." And then the interviewer says, "But there's a difference. In a democracy, the people have some say in the matter through their elected representatives. And in the United States, only Congress can declare wars." To which Göring replied, "Oh, well, that's all well and good. But voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same way in any country," unquote. And we all know this. So as the people waking up is the chief threat statesmen face, and today we are waking up apace, the entire human race, we can look around us and expect to see the common threat card of states being played liberally. But let's not let ourselves get duped, please. We have the chance now to get free, and that means globally. There is no other way to get free but globally.